Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the iCouple. I am Chris. He is Rob. You can follow us on social media. I'm at Chris _Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter, at Rob Parker FSR on the gram. And right now, we're both live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And with prices soaring at the pump, I just got some gas today, and it was like, my goodness, this is killing me.
It was an L.A. gas, $6.19 a gallon, I'll tell you that.
It's great. You're right. You're right about that, Rob. It is. I can't complain, I guess, compared to California. That's for sure. But Discover wants to help you. They got your back. And here's how it works. They've got this 5% cash back program. So you use your Discover card and you'll earn 5% cash back when you use it at gas stations and Target stores. That's now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases. That's good when you activate. All right. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. Eddie Johnson will join us, Rob, at the bottom of the hour. And I know you want to take him to task about his sons.
You know I'm going after him. So I just want you to know. And also, you gave my Twitter and Instagram handles. I'm thinking about changing it now for good.
Well, can you, though? I mean, you said it was taking so long.
Well, but now I got to. I'm thinking about changing it to Rob Parker, H-O-F. Everything's not funny.
I told y'all, every time I pick up my phone, I see some type of reference to Rob making the Martin Van Buren High School Hall of Fame.
Alex, have I overdone it or not? Have I over the top?
I'd say no. You're still within your realm.
Okay.
Really?
You know, it's kind of like, deal. Stevie, hear me out. So you know like New Year's, right? So you give people like a couple weeks because you haven't seen them for New Year's?
Right.
The same thing is Rob hasn't become it yet. So once he's become it and say a week or two has gone by, we're like, all right, Rob, we get it now.
Right.
Let me ask both
of
y'all.
Can I get there? I want to get
y'all
there.
Y'all didn't even know I was the Hall of Famer.
No. What school? When were you a Hall of Famer?
Holy Name High School.
Really?
It was back, I mean, but that's my point. Real bad boys move in silence. What did Lil Wayne say? Real gangsters moving silence?
When did they put you in the Hall of Fame? When you were in school?
It was 2016. I believe it was 20. It was either 2016 or 2017. And I'm in the Holy Name High School Athletic Hall of Fame.
Oh, Athletic Hall of Fame. I got you.
Yes, yes.
Nice. And, congrats. So you are
listen
Hall of
to
Fame.
Listen to how he belittled that. What? You know what I'm saying?
What? I didn't know.
It's actually a special. It was a combination of my sports prowess at high school and my achievements afterwards.
I like how he said, athletics. So, yeah. Okay.
No, okay.
Right,
no,
right.
I'm
going to tell y'all something. I don't know. Rob, you might be able to match this. I'm saying this in all seriousness. This for all you youngsters out there, all you parents too. Can encourage your kids. I made the honor roll every quarter of my high school career.
Wow. Now that's
every
pretty
quarter.
Impressive.
And I was valedictorian, Rob. As the only black kid in my eighth grade class, I was the valedictorian of the class.
And you know what?
Busting up stereotypes, boy.
And you had all that time to study since you weren't getting much PT, so that's good.
No, I was the star. Our team was bad, but I was the star of the basketball
team. Okay, all right, I'm just saying.
I told you already, I had my best sports years in Syracuse, New York as an eighth grader. It was ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
I told you.
But you guys couldn't win.
We signed up late for baseball, right? We just moved there. We had to sign up late for baseball. So they had to put me in the minors. I was 12 years old, Rob. You know, majors was 11 and 12 years old.
Right,
the really
12,
good, the really
done.
Good 10
right.
years old, right. 10 year olds. Minors was like 9 and 10 year olds, right?
So you
and for some
it.
Reason,
you
they had it. To put me in the minors as a 12 year old. And I was a pretty good baseball player. Rob, no lie. This is absolutely no lie, all right? My batting average was 945.
I believe it. No, I believe it.
I hit 16 homers in 16 games, and we won the championship 6-5, and I hit 2 3-run homers in that game.
Unbelievable.
It was ridiculous, man.
If I was a parent, I'd say, take that kid out of the league.
Oh, there was plenty of that.
Right?
They wouldn't let me pitch. They wouldn't let me
fair.
Pitch.
Which was, right.
It was bad. And the next year, I stepped up to the senior league. You know, that was a 13, 15 year old.
Right, you were already
and you're playing
out of
on a real
league.
Field,
right.
too. You're right. playing on like a major league, you know, 60-foot, 6-inch mound.
Exactly.
It was a total shock. I mean, I did all right, but, you know, it was definitely a big shock. All right, Rob, let's get to some stuff that went on over the last couple of weeks. 2 weeks ago, roughly. J.J. Redick, I'm going to credit J.J. He's done I think he's good, Rob. I think he gives really good analysis. I think he can debate, goes at it with Stephen A. I think he's doing a good job and has a future if he wants it in this broadcasting business. He's even called some games. What
I think he's – yeah, I mean, he's pretty good. I think he is more like a prisoner of the moment kind of guy.
Moment not just this era, but just like last night. Okay.
Yeah, like he's one of those guys. Like everything that happened yesterday is the greatest thing that ever happened. And I think you just have to have some context. He's a young guy. I get it. But just because you didn't see the videotape or you don't know the story, if you really want to be well-rounded and balanced, you just have to. Chris, we talk about it all the time. We didn't see Babe Ruth play, but we know that he's one of the greatest baseball players who ever played.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You have to have that no matter what goes on in there. You just can't totally dismiss him because he played in the 20s. You can't.
Well, I think you're referring to what he said about Bob Cousy. And
exactly.
I present the context. He was going at it with Chris Mad Dog Russo on First Take on ESPN. And Russo was saying Bob Cousy was better than Chris Paul. And J.J. Redick was like, first of all, don't even bring me anybody before 1980.
See, there you go. That's my point.
I mean, I can bring you a few. I can bring you Wilt. I can bring you Russell.
But you can't totally dismiss everybody.
Right. But anyway, he ended it. He got frustrated, I guess, with Russo's argument. And he said Cousy was playing against plumbers and firemen. Obviously, Rob, a reference to how back then, a lot of NBA players worked the second job.
A lot of people did, and a lot of great players, Chris. Baseball players had winter jobs. They weren't making a gazillion dollars. They had, and you only got paid during the season. So a lot of these guys had jobs.
I remember Richie Hebner was a
grave digger, Chris. I don't know if you remember him. He's a first baseman, played for the Pirates, the Mets. Richie Hebner. He dug graves in the offseason.
Wow. So anyway, that's what Redick said. And Bob Cousy, Rob, 93 years old, sounds like he's in great shape. He answered yesterday or the day before on Sirius NBA Radio. Here he is.
But I will defend the firemen and the plumbers that he referenced. How about Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, a guy named Elgin Baylor, Oscar Robertson, Jerry West wasn't too shabby, and we must have had the best firemen and plumbers on the planet at the time.
I love the answer from Cousy.
He sounds great.
93, my goodness. Yeah, he sounds awesome. Here's what I'll say, and I've said it before, Rob, but it bears repeating. This is my saying, and this is my real belief and philosophy. The superstars of any era would be at least stars, if not superstars, of every era. The superstars of any era would be at least stars of every era, and some of them would be superstars. And I say that because, maybe if you take Bob Cousy as he was and throw him in the day, just as he was in 1961,
but
and put him in the NBA today, then he struggled. But like you said, give him the benefits that today's players have, the weight training, the nutrition, the diet, the better trainers, the better coaching staffs and bigger coaching staffs, the charter flights, the better sneakers, the year-round play, being able to work on your game year-round, not even just as an NBA player, but as a high school kid if you want. Give him all of that and don't tell me he couldn't be at least as good as Chris Paul, John Stockton, Steve Nash. Rob, that's the thing. And the same goes for Wilt, Bill Russell, Elgin Baylor. Give them all the benefits before you start comparing them. Or just say, look, they dominated their era.
There was nobody else for that.
Right.
And Chris, here's the other thing. There were only 10 teams. There weren't 30 teams, right? Like a lot of players who only the creme de la creme of the players who were playing basketball played. There were less spots.
The biggest argument, Rob, against that era, and maybe JJ didn't want to bring it up, but was the unwritten rule that you might only have a handful of black players per team. That's the biggest argument against that era.
I get it. It's the argument against Babe Ruth, that he never played against black or brown players his entire career. And we already know, Chris, when you look at the record books, black and brown, and I mean Latino or Hispanic players, are as great as anybody. And they're all peppered throughout the record books.
Right.
And they weren't allowed to play until 1947. And they own the record books. So that speaks volumes. But it still doesn't mean that Babe Ruth couldn't play, and I'm with you.
Right.
Given the right circumstances, Chris, not taking train rides instead of chartered flights. They used to take the train.
They were taking the train, yep.
To games. And it was a different dynamic, and those guys were still the best of the best. And I think we got to be careful, because I was mad at, I think we had talked about this before, when the NBA had its top 75. Excuse me.
Well, they did keep the top 50 as it was.
Because remember we said that.
Smart.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't do it, Chris, because it's not fair to those guys who started the league and played under those circumstances that they played in and excelled. And it's just not fair to just go, oh, yeah, well, we're not going back that far. We're going to start in 1980. That just because you played recently don't mean you were better than those other guys. So I think that's where J.J. You can make it, Chris, if you want to make a case against Bob Cousy, make that case. But don't try to nullify him because he played before 1980. I think that's, you can make a case.
Right. And I'm going to say this, Rob. We talked about this on First Things First this morning, and we showed some highlights of Cousy. And Rob, and I've seen some here and there, but he made 6 passes in a 1 minute highlight reel that today's players don't make. I'm talking about passes that I've only seen Magic Johnson make consistently.
Wow.
I'm not lying. Over the, like, no look behind the head. Ridiculous stuff. And remember, he was, at least in the NBA, the first player you saw doing the behind-the-back dribbles and the fancy passing and things like that. And I'm saying, look, guys today aren't passing like this. Go to YouTube. Go look up some Bob Cousy highlights and look at the passes. I'm telling you, you're not seeing players today make a lot of the things he made. But also, Rob, I'm going to say this, because I've always said, look, Bill Russell was about 6'9", 6'10", and really couldn't shoot, Rob, right? He was a 44% shooter from the field for his career. And, you know, obviously he was playing close to the basket. And some people would say, well, come on, what would Bill Russell do in today's NBA and all that, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to say this, and obviously he'd get the benefits of all we talked about earlier, and I think he'd be great if he played today. But Rob, before all you youngsters say, as he was, there's no way he could play today. Rob, what is Robert Williams III doing right now in the 2022 NBA playoffs as a 6'8 center who can't shoot a lick, wreaking havoc? What did Ben Wallace do in Detroit as a 6'9", if that, center? He was like, what, 4-time defensive player of the year or something like that?
4-time defensive and helped him win a championship.
Right. And Draymond Green plays center at 6'6". I mean, not all the time, but enough. Can't shoot. So we are saying, if you give them the benefit of the doubt, you know, all the benefits of today, I should say, they'd be better. But Rob, even taking some of them as they were, like, their strength, their athleticism was top notch. And we got guys today that lack some of the skills you think they lack and are excelling. So be careful, as Rob said, before you poo-poo the superstars of the past. We're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What'd you think about Bob Cousy clapping back at J.J. Redick for his plumbers and firemen comment? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, and we are brought to you by AutoZone, where they have the free services that you need to help you get back on the road, namely their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And they've got more than 5,600 locations across the country. With that being the case, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on the Bob Cousy, J.J. Redick controversy.
All right, Jabril in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What up?
What's up, man?
Man, I can't call it. Hey, you know y'all my boy, right?
Oh, here we go.
I'm glad J.J. Redick said that, because y'all generation, y'all think a lot of y'all stuff. Y'all do not want to let nothing that y'all did, like.
We not up to Bob Cousy.
Y'all don't want to let nothing our generation do.
My goodness, give us a little credit.
We didn't see Bob Cousy play. Come on, man.
No, I know not him. Y'all not in that generation. But y'all would not let. Y'all, like, refuse to say anybody in this generation can be the GOAT or better than anybody.
No, we don't. We say. Hold on. Keep him on the line, because we say LeBron is the second best player ever.
Oh,
that's better than everybody.
I'm glad you said that, because anytime somebody would say like LeBron or KD or Steph or somebody would dominate back then, y'all would say not in the 20s or whenever he was talking about, but like back in the 90s or the 80s, y'all would say no, they were too physical.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you this, Jabril. What happened to Kevin Durant when Boston got physical with him?
Yeah,
a couple weeks ago.
But Boston, the team on Boston is better than the team.
A lot of it was about the physicality of
Boston.
It.
Boston is better than, say, the Jordan Bulls or the Knicks from back then, the Pistons from the 90s. That what you're saying?
Skill level, yeah.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Athleticism,
stop it.
And athleticism, yeah.
No, this was the Bulls started Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, Ron Harper. All those guys were athletic, long and athletic, and they got more physical because the rules allowed it.
Exactly. All right, Jabril, appreciate the call.
Yeah,
it's all right. Joe in Sunrise, Florida, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Joe?
What the hell is J.J. Redick wet behind the ears?
I know.
It's an old Bob Cousy's jockstrap, little turd. Seriously, guys, come on. Thanks. I love you, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all he wanted to say.
Right? Joe, hey, he put it out there. I'm not mad at him. Hey, how about Dylan in Michigan? You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dylan?
Hey, what's going on? Chris Broussard, you're my favorite sports.
Appreciate
you. You give TB12 a break. But anyways, on this J.J. Redick thing.
Look at that, you Tom Brady lover. All right, go ahead.
Hey, I'm from Michigan. Can you blame me? Sorry, though.
No, all right.
I truly believe Bob Cousy has a place in the NBA history books, just along with all those other guys. I look at it like this. Do you look at a 70s computer the same way you look at a Mac that was just made last week? I don't think you do, but they all have their place in history.
Yes.
I think we all just view it a little differently. They all got to be remembered the same way, but I truly don't believe those guys from the 60s and 70s could hold water in today's game. What do you guys think? Thanks.
Well, we said it. Look, there's a few. I mean, you take most of them as they were. No, but if you give them the benefits, that's what we're saying.
You got to remember, it has to be everything has to be the same.
And like I said, there are a lot of guys today that, like I said it. People would say Bill Russell wouldn't be as great because he couldn't shoot and he was only about 6'10 and thin. I pointed out several guys today, Rob.
Undersized playing
centers
and excelling.
Who couldn't shoot, right, who were doing that. So
no doubt. All right, last one. Marcus in Phoenix. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marcus?
Hey, what up, Bud? What up, guys? How you doing?
Doing good.
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Okay, so the only thing I think, you know, all those players back in the day definitely deserved their due, and they were, you know, I'm sure they were good players, great players. But the elephant in the room that for me that's always going to stick out is I just don't think back in the day there's a lot of guys sitting on the sideline that wasn't allowed to be out there.
Right.
Over because of the sign of the times, the race issue, right? So there were for their time back then because of that. So, I think
that's true. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about that.
But some of the guys Chris is mentioning, Bill Russell was black. You know what I mean? Like Wilt. I mean, and I get your point 100%.
And we said that earlier, too.
We did. Right. But Chris is mentioning, along with Bob Cousy, some black players who did play during that era, dominated Chris, and given the same circumstances and situations and benefits, we believe they would be stars. Would they be superstars? We don't know that. But they would. Right. It's not like they couldn't play in the league. To think that play doesn't make sense to me.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check. Hey.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
All right, here we go. Our man, Eddie Johnson. Eddie,
where is
thank
he?
You for
where
coming is on. He? All right, Rob's just
where
been
is
waiting
he?
To get
I've
you
been
the,
waiting to talk to him. I'm shocked you even got, let us call you. What's going on, Eddie? What's happening?
Hey, Rob, let me let you know. I don't know how many games I lost as a player, okay? I went to 4 Western Conference finals, and yes. I lost them. And I didn't hide. You know why, Rob?
Why?
You know what they used to call me? They used to call me a killer.
Hey, too bad.
I feel you on that, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie, too bad
Don't let him jump bad.
Too bad you weren't playing for the Suns this time because they were no shows in Game 7. I told you last year they were fugazi with that run to the championship, and they were fugazi and fraudulent, and they bamboozled you. They bamboozled the city of Phoenix. They bamboozled the NBA into thinking that they were contenders. There were no contenders. That performance was as bad as it gets. The Harlem Globetrotters wanted to pour confetti on their head. That's how bad it was.
I'm taking it. Hey, Rob, I didn't even interrupt you, okay?
Okay.
But what happened? I'm a pushback on you, and I know you will agree with this. You know, let me tell you something, man. If the Suns played the Mavericks 8 times in a game 7, they would have beaten them 7 of them. You know, it was just one of them games, man. I'm sitting there watching it, right? And I'm saying to myself, I turned to my wife at about maybe halfway through the first quarter. I said, we're in trouble. Because the rhythm of that game just had negativity all over it. And the Suns, to their credit, was trying, man. It just nothing went. It was just like a thunderstorm. It was like a tornado in Phoenix. It's just like one of those occurrences that rarely happen. It happened, man. And that's why you never let it get to a game 7.
Anything
the Suns are at fault is allowing it to get to a game 7, man. And that's what cost them.
Let me ask you about Chris Paul. Who had, what is it, Chris, the last 5 games were bad.
Because that's the thing, Eddie, he had 5 straight bad games.
He had 5 bad games. What happened to him?
Was he worn down? And we've seen Chris have bad moments, bad games in big playoff moments, but never like a stretch like that.
5
bad
games?
What in the world happened?
I know, man. And I'm going to tell you all this, and this is what I do respect about Chris. If he doesn't divulge, if something's wrong with him, he does not divulge it. And, you know, some players do, some don't. And he's one of those guys. Something was wrong with him, but nobody knows.
Well, he mentioned there's a quad that came out. He didn't mention it.
He didn't mention it.
You think that was true, that there is a quad?
Without a doubt, I think he was compromised, because this is the way I look at it. Is that Chris Paul to go 5 games like that? Because the Chris Paul we have seen over the last few years in closeout games has been dynamic. So what is he afraid of? He's not afraid of anything. So something was up. I mean, you give a guy credit like that. Now, it's unfortunate, and he has to live with it, and he is living with it. He's not trying to get any excuses. He said he should have been better. And that's all you have to live with. But I believe that he was extremely compromised, but he's not going to talk about it.
But here's my issue. I don't think you're a good teammate if you're playing compromised and you can't perform. I really don't. I know it sounds good. You want to give it the old college try. You can't play 5 games compromised where you can't do what you're supposed to do and think that's going to help the team. Sometimes you got to say, I can't do it. Eddie, am I wrong? I mean, 5 bad games?
Rob, you're not wrong. But who did we have? Like, campaign was not campaign. We don't know what was wrong with him. Like, you know, Monty took him out of the rotation. Now, I would have liked for him to have given maybe Aaron Holiday a shot to see what he could do. But he went with Landry Shamet, and Landry Shamet didn't play poorly. But Chris has been so dominant, guys, with this offense and how it's executed. Anybody that would have gotten out there would have had a struggle. And I think that's something the Suns have to shore up next year. Because Chris will be back. Forget about all this retirement.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you. Like, so you think Chris will definitely be back? And what about DeAndre?
Chris loves the game, man. I just cannot see him going away like that at all. I just couldn't. I mean, I've gotten to know him a little bit over the last few years. The guy loves basketball. One of the first in the gym, one of the last to leave. Always working with his teammates. And you all saw it. He reconstructed his body. He took care of himself. So that's a guy that loves the game. And also, LeBron is one of his best friends, and I'm sure they both have a private bet who's gonna last the longest. Okay, so I truly believe that's not going to happen. But after a tough game like that and a tough series, yeah, I think you tend to want to walk away. But after a few weeks, he'll be back to normal. With DeAndre, guys, look, the Suns obviously didn't max, okay? And I'm just going to get in the mind of DeAndre. Okay, they didn't max him. And Luka and Trae Young got max. But yet DeAndre was on a team that went to the final. So I'm going to put you in the mind of a 23-year-old and how he's thinking. Like, hold up now. Is it about winning or is it about stats? Because if it's about winning, I was on the team that got us to the finals. Oh, by the way, I played well against Nikola Jokic last year. in the semifinal round. Played well against the Clippers, and I don't get Max. I was the number one pick, and they did. Okay, that's his argument. Son's argument is, we want to see you mature more. We want to see you get better in that category. We want to be able to count it on you and get to your full potential, okay? We're not satisfied with 19 and 10. We believe you're 25 and 13 and 14 guy. Yeah. And I believe he is as well, if okay. he put himself to it. But what I will say, and I try to caution people, he's 23. Like, when I was 23, I couldn't still walk and chew gum, okay, at the same time. And so sometimes you just have to wait and see when that maturity seeps in. We're seeing it with Jason Tatum right now.
Right.
And so with a big man, it tends to drag on a little bit longer.
So you seem to have no doubt that they'll match whatever offer a team puts out there for him.
No, I think they want him back, but I think they have their mindset on what they want him for. So, I mean, I think it's up to DeAndre. I do. I think it's up to him where he sits, where he stands, and really the conversation that he's going to have with the Suns in regard to if they do pay him, you know, is he going to be committed and a part of the team? And
well,
if not,
I just wouldn't
be shocked.
In 30 seconds, I mean, there was a story about him kind of going at it with Monty Williams on the sideline, only playing right. 17 minutes in Game 7. What can you tell us about that? Is that – yeah.
I don't know much about it at all. A lot of this stuff was always handled internally, as Monty said. And this team got along for the most part. And DeAndre got along with everybody for the most part. He wasn't a kid that sulked this year, even though he didn't get Max. He was very energized. He was very charismatic, more charismatic than I've ever seen him, really. So I just think, you know, everybody's going to go off. I mean, Chris Paul had words with Monty during the course of the playoffs. I mean, it's natural, man. I wouldn't put too much into that at all. But I would just love to see DeAndre come back, but I don't think it's 100% that he will.
All right, that's our man Eddie Johnson, former Suns player. And now, color analyst. Great stuff, man.
Eddie, you're banned from the show until the Suns win a championship. That means you'll never be on the show again. You're done here, Eddie.
Eddie, thanks, brother. Have a good weekend.
Eddie, you're the best. Right, you're the best.
All right. Okay. Broussard's Fab Five is next. I never miss
Broussard's Fab Five.
Me either.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover Card matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. It's time, folks, for Broussard's Fab Five.
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Fab Five.
All right, here we go, guys. This week's Fab Five, the five best players left in the NBA playoffs. Not who's been the best during the playoffs, but the five best players, just period, left in the playoffs. Here we go.
Number five.
Jaylen Brown, Boston Celtics guard, has given you 22.5 points, 7 boards, almost 4 dimes, on 40% shooting from Trey. Jaylen Brown getting it done for the Celtics.
Number four.
Jimmy Butler. Some might think this is low for Butler, number four, but he's giving you 30 points a game, 7.5 rebounds, 5 assists on, get this, 54% shooting. Jimmy Butler carrying the Miami Heat in Kyle Lowry's absence, does it on both ends of the floor. I got to give him props.
Number three.
This man outplayed Kevin Durant in the first series on both ends of the floor. Jason Tatum, Boston Celtics, giving you 28 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, and shooting 39% from three, 45% overall, and has emerged as a true and legitimate superstar.
Number two.
Steph Curry, three-time NBA champion, trying to get that elusive, first of all, he's trying to get the fourth championship, but also that elusive finals MVP. A lot of his fans would love to see him get that and put the critics like Rob Parker to bed so they can no longer hang that over Steph's head. But he's giving you 26.5 points a game, which is basically his career playoff average. 5.5 assists, 5 rebounds. He's a good rebounder for his size. And shooting 45% overall, only 36% from three. So is that a sign he's getting a little older, or is that a sign that he's due to have a breakout few weeks as these playoffs go on?
Number one.
All right, you know who it is. The 23-year-old sensation from Slovenia, Luka Doncic. I had him first-team All-NBA on my ballot. Steph was second team. Jason Tatum was also second team. Jimmy Butler was third team. But Luka was first. I also had him fourth on my MVP ballot. We're going to see what he does tonight. But so far in these playoffs, 30.5 points a game, 10 rebounds, 6.5 assists. He's shooting 46% from the floor. Luka Doncic, the best player left in these playoffs. And I told you guys earlier, I think he's going to get it done tonight. Not a win. If they get a win, look, I think Golden State still wins the series. But that would be something to worry about. You no longer have home court advantage. And as Eddie Johnson said earlier, Rob, you just don't want. Golden State wouldn't melt in the moment like Phoenix did, I believe. But you just don't want to go to a game 7 when you're the overwhelming favorite. Because anything can happen, Rob, at that point.
No doubt. You don't want to play around. It's fire, Chris, because somebody could have a big game. And conversely, Chris, one of your stars could have a terrible game.
Yep.
All it takes is one. Steph Curry has a terrible game, and you're in trouble. It can happen.
No doubt.
So you don't want to go to game 7 if you don't have to. 100%.
So what'd you think of my list?
I think it's fair. No, I think it was a fair list. Luka is number one. I think that's a fair pick. Tatum, I thought, Chris, thought you'd have him at two.
Ahead of Steph? Yeah, I had him behind Steph.
Yeah, I would have him ahead of Steph.
I know you would, just because you don't like Steph.
Who said I don't like Steph?
Me.
I like guys who make big shots when the moment matters. I'm sorry. Is that Steph? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is. You'll see. Keep it locked. We got an hour left. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.